Some businesses in Georgia are now open after Governor Brian Kemp gave an executive order. BPR talks to a Cherokee County official about what this means for Western North Carolina. The town of Murphy lies at the very western end of North Carolina. The state lines of Georgia and Tennessee are less than 30 minutes away. Cherokee County Economic Development Director Paul Worley explains the geographic bowl made by mountain ranges in North Georgia, the Nantahala Gorge in North Carolina, and another gorge in Tennessee make Murphy a hub of economic activity.
We are the retail and workforce center of three counties in North Georgia, which are Towns, Fannin, and Union, Polk County, Tennessee, and then Graham, Cherokee, and Clay in North Carolina.
This means that people across state lines are intertwined, personally and economically. Residents of both Cherokee County and North Georgia have tested positive for COVID-19, often being tested across state lines.
About 40% of our workforce actually comes out of North Georgia.
Worley is worried that Cherokee County could lose business as neighboring states reopen before North Carolina.
But none of us have ever seen an economy totally shut down for a month. So we don't know really what to expect from that. I just think there's going to be a lot of long-term repercussions over this. If we opened up everything tomorrow, we're still not out of the woods.
Worley adds he's also concerned about the real estate market, the financial stability of Cherokee County's Lone Hospital, Erlinger, Western Carolina, and the supply chain for local manufacturers. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.